55 degrees at 8:55. It's time to see what's happening on the commodity markets here on this Monday morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron. What are you seeing out there today?
Well, pretty quiet for the most part here, Brian, but we are seeing a little bit of a mixed picture here. We've had a pretty good run on soybeans, actually 8 days up in a row, resulting in about a 38 cent gain here on May soybeans over the last a few trading sessions. So we are seeing beans back up just a little bit here today. Corn continues to try to build up a little bit. They've been up 7 of 8 sessions, a little more muted in their advance. That's only equated about 9 to 10 cents advance here, but we are seeing a little bit of a uptick here today. We got May corn at 366 1/4, up 1 1/4. July corn at 370 3/4, up 1 1/4. And then we have December 16 corn at 384, up 1 1/4. May soybeans at 892, down 3 3/4. July soybeans at 898, down 3 1/2. November 16 soybeans at 903 1/2, that's down 3 1/4. Chicago May wheat at 473 1/4, down 2 1/2. July Chicago wheat at 480 1/2, down 2 1/4. Out in Kansas City, May Kansas City wheat at 483 1/2, up 1/2 cent. July Kansas City wheat at 493 1/2, up 1/2 cent. March contracts for the grains will go off the board today here at noon. The livestock pit is also open here this morning. April live cattle at 139.57, down 22 cents. June cattle at 128.52, down 2. August cattle at 123.27, up 7. March feeders at 162.55, up 15. April feeders at 163.37, up 65. May feeders at 162.52, that's up 42 cents. April hogs 70.95, down 87 cents. May hogs at 78.70, down 55. June hogs at 82.72, down 35. Back to the grains, continued to see this similar trend here on Monday mornings with the Trade Watch and the Commitment of Traders report out on Friday afternoon, getting their direction here to start the week. They did show that the fund's net short position did increase on corn, so that's offering a little support here as we continue to see a little short covering there. As we mentioned previously, a pretty good run here recently on the soybeans, so setting back here a little bit here today as we continue to find pretty good resistance up at this $8.95-$9 area on the May soybeans. Not so much going on in the wheat market here today as the funds continue to hold a sizable fund position, at least on the short side, in wheat as well. As far as news today, export inspections out at 10 o'clock here this morning. NOPA crush will be out tomorrow, and also the Fed starts a two-day meeting tomorrow. That likely will impact the outside markets. But watching the Commitment of Traders report, Brian, other than that, not a lot of news here to start this week, although quickly we'll be diving more into spring weather and, of course, the crop reports here at the end of the month.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report. Have a great Monday.
Okay, you too. Thanks, Brian. Bye.
Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, joining us on this Monday.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Cloudy skies today, a chance of showers, seeing some rain to our south and east at this hour. The high is 63 degrees, mostly cloudy tonight, the low 48. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 72 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. On Points, coming up next.